Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on August 18 regarding Edward Conley, C-O-N-L-E-Y. Edward Conley is a 64-year-old male who reports he was injured acutely at work on 9/16/18. But he stepped into a hole on the trailer floor and twisted, causing him to fall to his right. Appeared he held onto the forklift to prevent his actual fall. Parity believes he injured his right hip and lower back and went to an Inspira emergency room the next day. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be multiple tears and partial tears. Parity underwent right hip replacement on 9/15 and left knee meniscal repair in January 2022. That was 9/15/20. He completed his course of active treatment in March 2022. Period. He denies any previous injuries or problems with the involved areas. But he states, after surgery, he developed a leg length discrepancy on 9/15/20. But this led to physical therapy. Period. New paragraph per your cover letter. He, in fact, has an occupational claim from June 1978. Regarding a low back orthopedic injury, period. He does describe undergoing anterior cervical discectomy and fusion in October 2016 without any precipitating injury, period. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Conley was seen at Inspira emergency room on 9/17/18, period. He reported being injured the previous day when he accidentally twisted his right leg, period. He underwent x-rays to be inserted, but he was then treated and released. Period, new paragraph. On 9/18/18, he followed up at Concentra. Period. They noted at the emergency room he had x-rays of the right hip, EKG, and was given naproxen and tramadol, which he filled at the pharmacy. Period. They diagnosed lateral pain of the right hip, as well as fall from ground level and acute right-sided low back pain without sciatica. Period is referred for physical therapy. Period. This was rendered on the dates described. Period is followed up here through 12/10/18, by which time he had a lumbar spine MRI. Period. Dr. Long, L-O-N-G. Then started him on cyclobenzaprine and naproxen. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 12/4/18 and was read as normal. Period. On that same day, he underwent an MRI of the right hip to be inserted here. Period. It is notable that some of these abnormalities were of uncertain duration. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Conley was then seen by Dr. Andrews on 1/14/19 for follow-up on his diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Period. He also had a history of obesity, comma, cervical anterior cervical discectomy and fusion surgery and plate in October 2016, comma, umbilical herniorrhaphy in May 2014, comma, epidural injection in August 2016, comma, cervical DJD and hypertension, I'm sorry, cervical DJD and herniation, period. This family doctor continued him on laboratory studies and noted diagnoses included morbid obesity, period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Andrews for his internal medicine problems through 4/15/19. Period. At that time, he was again referred for laboratory studies. And x-rays of the chest wall due to a lump that was present. Period. New paragraph. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 2/18/19 for right hip pain. Period. At his last visit on 2/4/19, his right trochanteric bursa was injected with corticosteroid. Period. He related this gave him no relief. Period. He's working with restrictions, and his hip was still in pain. Period. The left leg was 1/2 centimeter shorter than the right. Period. Diagnoses were right hip pain and trochanteric bursitis, as well as unspecified injury of the adductor muscle on the right thigh. Period. Clinical exam was unchanged, but he has no pain on palpation over the trochanteric bursa today. Period. It is more located over the abductors and his tensor fasciae lata. Period. And they discussed the MRI results that showed mostly chronic issues with remodeling of joint and chronic tears and multiple tendons of multiple tendons about the anterior, common, lateral, and posterior hip joint. Period. He did not believe additional diagnostic testing or therapeutic intervention would be beneficial. Period. He referred Mr. Conley for a functional capacity evaluation. Period. This was done on 3/18/19, Period. Determined he was capable of working in the heavy physical demand category. Period. He also put forth full effort throughout testing with minimal complaints of increased hip pain. Period. He returned to Dr. Dwyer to review these on 3/25/19, at which time he was discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. He saw Dr. Dwyer again on 1/9/20 after undergoing a right hip arthrogram on 12/12/19. Period. His hip felt great for about 1 week, but he was complaining of pain again. Period. He was working at full duty. Period. Dr. Dwyer concurred that a right total hip arthroplasty is a reasonable alternative based upon his response to an intra-articular steroid injection. Period. The question is whether or not his symptoms warranted a total hip arthroplasty. Period. The petitioner was not certain if this was the case. Period. He was allowed to continue working and would follow up in 2 months. Period. On 5/6/20, Mr. Conley expressed that he did want to move forward with right hip arthroplasty. Period. New paragraph. On 9/15/20, Dr. Dwyer performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He participated in another SCE on 4/20/21. Period. It was determined he would not be fit to return to medium, comma, heavy, comma, or very heavy strength graded duties that involve bending, comma, squatting, comma, lifting, comma, and carrying heavy objects, or with highly forceful movements. Period. He had an MRI of the left knee on 10/6/21 to be inserted. Period. On 1/7/22, Dr. Dwyer performed surgery on the left knee to be inserted. Period. He followed up post-operatively before this on 1/17/22 period. He was monitored through 2/19/22, which is the last date of this provider's submitted documentation. They noted his FCE results that placed him in the sedentary physical demand category. But he was going to return in 6 weeks, anticipating discharge at that time. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Connolly, in fact, saw Dr. Dwyer for a need for treatment evaluation on 9/8/21 relative to the left knee. Brady complained of medial left knee pain, comma, painful popping at times, and instability. Period. He was noted to have a significant compensatory biomechanical overuse issue as a result of leg length discrepancy and delay in obtaining a shoe lift due to COVID-19. Period. He then underwent the aforementioned MRI of the left knee followed by surgery. Period. As of 3/28/22, Dr. Dwyer did release him to full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. The left leg was 1/4 inch shorter than the right, as measured at the medial malleoli. Period. There was a healed scar overlying the left knee, and a 4-inch oblique linear scar at the right hip, measuring 4 inches in length. Period. He did have an enlarged right tibial tubercle consistent with a history of Osgood Schlatter's disease. Period. There was no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. And then normal through manumuscle testing was 4+ for right hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Modified provocative maneuvers at the hips and knees were negative, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a limp on the left, stating he did not have a shoe lift with him. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 45 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 9/16/18, Edward Connolly stepped in a hole, twisting his body. Period. He was seen at the emergency room, where x-rays of the right hip were negative for acute abnormalities. Period. He then followed up at Concentra, who started him on physical therapy. Period. Additional diagnostic studies were performed. Period. These included MRI of the right hip and lumbar spine in 12/4/18 to be inserted here. Period. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer. Period. A right hip arthroplasty was performed, followed by rehabilitation. Period. He had an FCE on 3/18/19. Period. And then returned for additional care and underwent surgery on the left knee on 9/15/20 to be inserted. Period. He then underwent another functional capacity evaluation. Period. His latest surgery was on the left knee on 1/7/22. Period. Although you have advised that he had a prior occupational claim through June 1978, he denies this to be the case. But he also denies being involved in any motor vehicle accidents, such as the one you list on 12/15/19. He does carry a diagnosis of diabetes mellitus and morbid obesity that preceded the subject event. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the right hip. Period. There was 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the left leg/knee. period and put this in bold. He actually did not undergo a knee arthroplasty, but simply the aforementioned meniscus surgery on the left. Period. His age, morbid obesity, and diabetes mellitus were all risk factors for the development of disc disease in the spine. This is a similar phenomenon that led to his cervical spine surgery, raising a question as to causation. Period. He does admit to weighing 330 pounds in the past, but now is down to 291 pounds. Pretty has elevated blood sugars as well. Period. And that is the end.